caught in self-centered dream, only suffering, holding to self-centered thoughts, exactly the dream. The practice principles that we recite many times are a support and of our zazening, a reminder of what's called for to be this life that we are, that we always are, caught in self-centered dream. Which is the most significant word? And of course, they're all significant. But caught is what we get to notice. The holding is our zazening reminder. The caught is the experiencing of this moment, of the dreams which cover up this moment experiencing that is our life. The dreams of gain or loss, mine, not mine, should not. Just as the holding is the ability to be experientially the myriad ways that we react to the truths and unfortunately believe those reactions as valid ways to operate and react to this emotion, thought, moment, how we should or should not, what this means or doesn't mean. So the practice principles are the revealer of the forms and opportunities of zazening, which we would otherwise refuse. Otherwise, we would often be blind to it. This is really what practice is about. Dogen puts it, although you are turned around by things, you can also turn the things around. Therefore, instead of falling in the side of oneness or the side of differences, you, as he says, do not lose either the eye of oneness or the eye that discerns differences. This is our life practice opportunity, so as we can be who and what we are, and we can also function compassionately, benefiting all the beings and the universe that we encounter. Once during Taisho, this was, as I remember it, it was during or close to Passover and Easter, Soen Roshi in Taisho said, he talked about a friend of his, a Russian Orthodox monk, priest, who had clarified for him an aspect of the Christian Bible where there's a description of Jesus on the cross, and on either side of him were criminals, thieves, I believe it is. I don't know the Christian Bible very well. And he said, usually This is translated into English as Jesus saying to them, today you will be in paradise with me. Will is a future. But he said, his friend, Father Maxima, said, no, that's a mistranslation. And so and Roshi said, very good way that he clarified this, that really we need to see that Jesus is saying to the thieves, today you are in paradise with me. Today you are in paradise. Your suffering is your paradise right now. Or as others have said, you are suffering in paradise. Of course, suffering is optional, though when we're caught in the self-centered dream, holding to self-centered thoughts, the suffering seems to be exactly what it is, exactly the truth that's being imposed on us from outside. That's exactly where our practice is, where despite being turned around by the circumstances, we can also turn this around. Seeing, experiencing this life moment that we are. This is being in the traditional expression, the oneness and the differences of what our life, the life of the universe is. That's the opportunity of experiencing. That's the opportunity of ongoing zazen, to allow us to reveal and be the paradise of our life, even in the circumstances where we would want to believe this self-centered dream. We would want to hold on to and punish ourselves and others in holding on to the self-centered thoughts. So let me bring up one further matter. There was a well-known nun in the, let's say, 15th century, early 15th century Japan. Her name was Eshun. She was ordained by her brother. Her brother was a well-known Zen master, Ryoan Emyo. He was the founder of a famous monastery. She was also quite well-known, a well-accomplished practitioner, well-known in her day, and actually many people, many Zen monks and priests would often challenge her and be, I'll use the word, defeated in Dharma combat with her. Some other time I might bring up some of those stories, but at the end of her life, she felt that her death was near, very near. So she decided that she would preside over her own funeral. She used to live outside of her brother's monastery. The monastery, as of course, was males, monks, and outside there was also her practice place. And there were others who came to her, women who came and practiced with her. But so she prepared her own funeral. She prepared a large bonfire and presided over the funeral. And sat down in the middle of the flames doing zazen, zazening. Her brother rushed out, rushed over from the monastery, and he shouted to her, "Is it hot?" And she replied, "For one living the way, hot and cold are unknown. Life is life of the Buddha. Death is life of the Buddha," says Dogen in Shobogenzen. So please be the life of the Buddha that is the life that you are. Be the zazening that is your life. And even when you're caught in self-centered dreams, use that caught to turn things around, so to speak. Even when you notice holding to self-centered thoughts, use that as the opportunity of being this moment experiencing, being this paradise that is your life, even in the midst of your suffering, which is exactly the paradise that we all get to be. Thank you.